Are you in a leadoff type of mood?
Oh, man, I'm ready to go.
Let it rip.
To Arizona State, I ask.
What are you doing?
So I need to preface this by saying a lot is unknown. Herm Edwards could end up the best coach in college football, could run through the Pac-12, win all of the titles. He won't, but we're not sure. What I'm completely sure of is that this hire is nuts, and the way they're handling it is nuts. VP of Athletics Ray Anderson put out a press release talking about the logic behind the hire when they were about to make it. In it, he detailed a revolutionary new structure for how schools handle football, in which it emulates the NFL leadership model. Here's a quote. In the spirit of innovation, our vision for this program is to have a head coach who serves as a CEO and is the central leader with a collaborative staff around him. Yeah, that's literally every football program in the history of the earth. I don't know if you guys have heard of this, but I have this crazy new way to play basketball. Now, hear me out. I want there to be this guy, see? So you have your five starters, right? Everybody knows about them. But say those guys want to take a break, right? Basketball players get tired. So say we have players who substitute themselves in for these guys. I don't know. I'm just spitballing here. But what if we call it the bench? And what if we call them substitutes? That way, players won't get tired. God, I'm a genius. Bro, Herm Edwards is not an innovative hire. It's an insane hire. You're crazy, as we ask.
What are you doing?
I love that one. Substitute my Coke for gin. How about I go with Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski, I ask.
What are you doing?
And as odd as it sounds, not solely for his brutal hit on Tre'Davious White of the Bills, the ultimate defenseless player, down on the ground, face down, and because you were ticked by what you called the craziest stuff ever, it's okay. Yeah, we get it. Goofy Gronk dancing shirtless after losing a Super Bowl. You know what? Game was over. Actions at the club, not going to change the result. But this, it's not me. I'm sorry. Nah, not going to cut it. I think it's an insult to the guy you injured to appeal a one-game suspension. And the whole, it's football excuse, that doesn't cut it anymore. You got to accept what was football 1967, 87, 97, and now in 2017. It was a cheap shot. It was dangerous. It's more close to premeditated than during the course of playing the game. Dude, shut up. Take your medicine, as we ask.
What are you doing?
When's it going to be okay to hate this dude? Because he's always kind of been a turd. And, I mean, so now
he goes
after a dude's head. He's like the
it's just me.
the bro you hate. And like, oh, he's just laughable. No, dude, he just took a shot at a dude's head.
Meathead.
I'm sorry, you know, did football.
Shut up, dude. You're a jerk. To Jeff Fisher, I ask.
What are you doing?
One of the best stories of the NFL season is the emergence of the Rams. Last year, they were on Hard Knocks. People thought their QB was mentally challenged. They were simply bad at football. Since then, they fired Jeff Fisher, hired Sean McVay, and their QB is all of a sudden elite. Look, they're probably going to win the NFC West. That's the world we live in now. And Jeff Fisher is apparently taking the college notion to this season, thinking that McVay is winning with his players. Because Fisher, despite being a punchline in the coaching profession at this point, is reportedly contacting coaches who would like to be on his staff when the hiring season starts, and he inevitably gets interviews with teams. Dude, you are bad, and the cat is out of the bag on that fact. Look at the QBs Fisher had last year. Jared Goff and Case Keenum. This season, they've combined for 36 touchdowns and 11 picks. And for whatever reason, Jeff Fisher, they just couldn't figure it out with the Rams. I'm seriously curious what makes Jeff Fisher think that another NFL team will want him. He never won more than 7 games in his last job. He got fired from. Like, an owner will see that and say, he's our guy, and convince a fan base that he's their guy. No, it's not going to happen, as we ask.
What are you doing?
To Golden State superstar Kevin Durant, I ask.
What are you doing?
Look, I get you've got a bee in your bonnet. I don't know why. Seems life has dealt you some pretty terrific cards. Great health. You've been hotly sought after as a high-level player since you're 16. One of the top recruits in your class. Second overall pick in the draft. Admirable list of accomplishments. You've already separated yourself from Marino, Ewing, and Barkley. And you really didn't see that heat coming from fans and media when you bolted OKC for the new evil empire in the NBA? and you grew a chip on your shoulder. Why? To the point last night you were ready to go a few rounds with Boogie Cousins. I'm like, A, that guy's a maniac. B, 6'11", 280, who plays a physical game. I get your competitive nature, but this is unreasonable, and it might get you hurt. As we ask.
What are you doing?
You're not supposed to develop a chip on your shoulder after you become MVP.
And everything goes your way. Falls right into place.
You win a title and get named league MVP.
Damn it.
Everybody's overlooking me. What? To LiAngelo Ball, I ask.
What are you doing?
You realize you're a grown-up, right? Like, you can be your own human being, make your own decisions on what you're going to do with your life, right? You literally just walked away from a four-year scholarship to UCLA because your dad told you to, because he feels slighted that you're suspended for shoplifting. Steve Alford was going to give you a second chance, which he did not have to do, and you are walking away to get ready for the NBA. Yeah, you're not. You're getting ready to become the guy who dropped out of school because he thought he was better than he actually was and just plays games down at the local park and takes pride in schooling middle school kids who show up. You know who that reminds me of? Your dad. Adrian Wojnarowski reported yesterday that NBA GMs he has spoken to don't even have Ball on their extended scouting lists. He was a marginal high school player, never played a game for UCLA. Now Pops is talking about taking LiAngelo and LaMelo overseas to prep for the NBA. LaMelo is 16 years old, by the way. Dude, grow a pair, stand up for yourself. A degree from Westwood for free is nothing to walk away from. You're dumb. As we asked.
What are you doing?
You're dumb. To vicarious living football fans, I ask.
What are you doing?
I think most have evolved, but I'm seeing the Neanderthal holdovers defending Gronkowski and last night's duet of dumbasses with come on to football. If this keeps up, it's not going to be football in this form for long. And for openers, stop acting like you standing up for guys making cheap shots while you're watching TV or behind a keyboard makes you tough. You're not out there taking this pounding. The game is crazy dangerous enough without these guys out of control knuckleheads taking aim at guys' spinal systems. Juju Smith-Schuster violated the letter of the rule, used the ground as a launching pad, his helmet as a weapon, driving said helmet into the face mask of Vontaze Burfict. A one-game suspension? That's sending what message? Well, it ain't enough if your whole safety of the players is true and not lip service, as we ask.
What are you doing?